This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 8th. I'm Paul Plack. SpaceX says it will try again today to launch the Falcon 9 rocket standing at Cape Canaveral in a window that opens at 9 a.m. and lasts till 12:22 p.m. Eastern Time. Forecast International's latest look ahead at the bizjet market projects a need for more than 11,000 aircraft through the year 2019, but predicts the sales decline that began in 2008 will continue through 2011. Russian investigators have begun looking at the Tupolev Tu-154 airliner that broke apart after a dead stick landing and skidded off a runway Saturday. There were two fatalities. Dassault's Falcon 2000LX has been granted approval for arrivals and departures at London City Airport in England. Spain's government had to resort to a declaration of a state of alarm last weekend to break up a wildcat strike by air traffic controllers. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace is urging Boeing to use the latest delays in the Dreamliner program to reevaluate outsourcing and return to its engineering roots. The IAM has negotiated a contract covering 3,400 employees of Pratt & Whitney in Connecticut, including a plan to close down the Cheshire facility and Connecticut airfoil repair operations. Dozens of aviation vendors stepped up to provide items for Angel Flight Southeast's first annual aviation charity auction. It's underway now on eBay. GE and Rolls-Royce say the joint strike fighter engine they hope to sell the Pentagon is on track to hit 1,000 test hours by the end of the year and is outperforming its specs. And former FAA attorney-turned-whistleblower David Pardo finds access to his blog has been blocked on office computers at the FAA. What a surprise! Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, as SpaceX appears poised to celebrate a major triumph, we'll revisit founder and CEO Elon Musk's thoughts on the future, as recorded in late 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.